Hey, welcome back to the Young Cast. This is episode 20, and we're back after a brief four-year hiatus. I've moved on from a high school in New York to a college in Pennsylvania now, so you're going to hear some new voices in place of the old high school ones, and maybe if we're really lucky, we'll catch up in the future with some of my old high school buddies. But for now, I'm William Hoffacker, you may remember me, and joining me on this historic occasion is my girlfriend Dana.
Hi.
Hello. No.
My girlfriend Dana and my boyfriend Ryan.
No.
Should we be using our real names?
Ex-roommate.
I feel like we should have DJ names.
No, if you want to have aliases, that's fine. In the
mine is Alias.
In the old high school version of the Young Cast, there were a lot of aliases. I mean, mostly we called Colin by his middle name, Skeffington. Yeah, no joke, his name is Colin Skeffington. It's like his mother's maiden name or something. Oh. So now you know all sorts of things about him, so you can look him up and get his social security number or something like that. Do you have a name you'd prefer to go by rather than Dana?
Well, the other day we were talking about this, and I think Dangerous D would be a good nickname for me.
It is a good radio DJ name. I won't argue with that.
I guess it would be kind of...
I don't know if we want to call you Dangerous D every time we want to refer to you. Also,
I don't know why not.
About to say, what about you, Ryan? What do you want to be called? I was simply going to reply, Danger. So, thanks again, Dana, for ruining my life.
Oh, jeez.
And my last name could be Danger.
Well, I mean, I could call you Rosie for Rosy Violet Purple.
Oh, okay.
That's what you wanted to be called, right? When
I was about four.
About 4 years old?
I was going to change my name.
Legally.
I'm old enough now.
You were going to march down to the courthouse.
I was.
Look both ways before you cross each road.
No, I wasn't.
No. You weren't old enough to know.
You were a rebel.
Yeah, I was a rebel.
So, to recap, I'm Will. On my left is Dana, and on my right is Ryan. Not my boyfriend, but my former roommate and soon to be RA.
And sworn enemy.
Resident Overlord. Spelled with an A.
Resident Overlord. Resident Firelord. I'm glad you could join us. We are on the campus of our university and recording this on July, I want to say it's the 17th. July 17th, 2010. It could be months after this that I actually posted on the internet, so who knows when you're hearing it. But right now we are at school despite it being the summer. And so I thought we would start by explaining these circumstances. Ladies first, Dana, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm working full-time in the admissions house this summer. So all the little freshmen that will be moving in next year, I've gone to look in all of their files.
And learned all their addresses.
Yeah, all their addresses, social security numbers, all that stuff. I'm also giving tours and spending several hours a day walking backwards. That's fun.
I don't envy you. I hardly even want to go outside, mm-hmm. but just to spend that amount of time outside during the summer, that is.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds dreadful.
Yeah. I mostly just run from building to building, taking them in places that they really have no interest in. Mm-hmm. Just use the air conditioning.
I want to point out that I am a little bit sick, so I thought it was the perfect time to start podcasting again, now that I have a horrible cough that I can't get rid of. So I'll be sure to get really close to the mic whenever that urge comes
You'll
up my esophagus. That's so gross. And where are you living? As if I don't know.
I'm living in an apartment.
An apartment? You're on an apartment?
Yeah. I'm all grown up and adult like now. I live about 10 minutes from work, and I bike there every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over the summer babysitting some of Ryan's children.
I was just going to say, tell us about your roommates.
My roommates are a girl named Melissa, also a monkey named Bernard.
Bernard.
And a giant rabbit named Scape.
Mm-hmm.
I rescued Scape from his abusive environment.
That's not proven.
But since then, I might have accidentally torn his ear out.
What?
I haven't told you that yet.
I think it was already like that. And
oh, okay, so not off.
Just yeah.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
pushed his, it back in.
Yeah, that's what we did too. His ear was partially dislocated during one of his many deserved beatings.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's taken so much abuse. I'm surprised that he's not more
abuse.
Damaged than that.
Yeah. Well, you have no proof.
Videotaped it.
Really, what you should point out is that I'm saying this on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't you have videotape of...
I do have videotape of throwing him off the bleachers.
Right. And except it was the dead of night, so it's basically a videotape of blackness.
Yeah, well, you can see when he hits the ground. And you can hear it, and then, you know, Ian's scream. That's pretty wonderful. About a second after he hits the ground.
Is that video online anywhere?
I think it's on Facebook, but you have to be a member of some kind of group to get into it.
The Church of Beating on Scape.
It was some kind of knitting circle that it claimed ownership of that act of violence, and so it's on their page. I was just there.
It's your rabbit.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's getting lots of love this summer and recovering. So
good. You are very much an adult now, aren't you? You're the oldest out of all of us.
Yeah.
I'm dating an older woman.
You are.
How old did you recently turn?
I just turned 21.
About so what are you right now?
I'm drunk.
You're drunk. Good job. You heard it first here.
24/7.
All right, Ryan, you're the outsider here since you're living at home this summer.
Yeah.
And you're just visiting us for the weekend.
Right.
And what are you doing at home?
At home, I'm not doing much. I have karate 3 days a week, but I usually wind up skipping it a couple times.
Not really too eager to get that black belt?
No, I'm pushing it off. My typical day is waking up at 3.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, in the afternoon. 3 p.m. And then I eat. Sometimes I go to work, or else I'll swim or watch TV. And then I play video games with my brother until he goes to sleep at 11. Who the hell goes to sleep at 11?
He's 11, 15. That's the equivalent of 10 a.m. for
your brother's 15?
Yeah, my brother's 15.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I think of him as just such a little kid.
Yeah. He's short.
So, yeah.
You know, short people are less mature.
I would have guessed that he was 12 or 13 at the most. Anyway, not I've seen him much.
Right.
So.
And then once he goes to bed, I just watch movies until about 6 a.m.
Kids just keep looking younger and younger. Like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. I could have sworn that he was 12,
he's
too.
He's 16.
Yeah, it turns out he's 16. He's just popular among 12-year-olds. And my confusion was understandable, I think.
I just imagine, now that I know he's 16, that the next song he'll record is I am 16, going on 17. Is that about... I don't know, does it have any gender in that song? I know it was sung by a girl, but is it about being a 16-year-old girl? I've never actually seen The Sound of Music.
I don't know. I don't know the song very well, but I think it is...
It can apply to anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say that it was particularly feminine in the lyrics.
We should look it up right now.
I am 16. Growing boobs.
I have a computer.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you look it up?
I was thinking ahead.
Yeah. Good thinking. So you look up the lyrics to 16 going on 17 while I explain... the way that my summer is going.
Yeah.
We are currently in a dorm room on campus in the West Village area of dormitories. And I'm living in this suite-style housing. I have free room and board for 10 weeks out of this summer, thanks to an internship with a magazine that's run on campus, a sort of scholarly articles magazine. Plus, I'm taking an introduction to statistics class to fulfill the math portion of the core curriculum at the university. And
so, Will, why don't you tell them about your roommate?
Oh, well, I don't have a roommate so much as I have mate. I have a suite mate. So, in other words, inside this suite, I'm living in a single, and right next door, there's some other guy living in the single next door who moved in probably 5 weeks ago, and I've yet to say a word to him at all. I've been consciously avoiding him very deliberately, not because I have anything against him, but because I might if I met him. And I'm really not looking to make
any... Wait, like any people? Are you just afraid to meet people because you might not like them?
I wouldn't say I'm afraid
to meet... Or is it him in particular?
I wouldn't say I'm afraid to meet new people, and it's nothing about him in particular. Except for the fact that, like, I have picked up on, like, his wardrobe and the kind of music that he listens to, and I would wager an educated guess that we wouldn't really get along.
Okay.
But even before I knew any of that, I had thought to myself, I'm going to avoid this guy. I think it'll be fun. I made it sort of a game. And I just wasn't looking to make any new friends. And I just, when I come here to my suite and to my room, I come here mostly to be alone and relax. And I just didn't want to have somebody here who was like... the person who, you know, tried to strike up small talk with me as soon as I walked in. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
I now have the lyrics to 16 going on 17.
Will you perform the whole song for us, please?
I will read the whole song. In the voice of
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, give us your best Bieber.
No. 16, maybe next time. It's two people sing the song, and I'll just read one of them. You are 16 going on 17. Baby, it's time to think. Better beware. Be canny and careful. Baby, you're on the brink. Fellows will fall in line. Eager young lads. And grueways and cads will offer you fruit and wine. Totally unprepared you are to face the world of men.
Totally unprepared you are.
Timid and shy.
I remember that part when Yoda shows up in the Sound of Music.
I've got to see this movie. I didn't realize.
And then he says, I am 17 going on 18. I'll take care of you.
Right. So since...
So maybe Snoop Dogg could play that part.
Yes. It was ludicrous in the baby video. So yeah, I was just imagining that Bieber could sing the I am 16 going on 17 female part while somebody in a featuring sort of guest starring role could play the male part, like the part of the young man.
Miley Cyrus,
do you want me to read what his part would be?
Yes, let's
singing
just
the girl's part?
Please reenact this, and let's all just imagine Justin Bieber.
I can read it, and then someone can sing it.
I'd rather not.
Okay. I'm 16, going on 17, and this is all Bieber. I know that I'm naive. Fellows I meet may tell me I'm sweet, and willingly, I believe. I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose. Bachelor dandies, drinkers of brandies, what do I know of those? Totally unprepared I am to face the world of men, timid and shy, scared I am of things beyond my ken. I need someone older and wiser telling me what to do. You're 17 going on 18. I'll depend on you.
If Justin Bieber has any sense of humor at all, this has to come to fruition. And I'm sure he does have a sense of humor, because did you see that episode of Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, that
where
was great.
Tina Fey was hosting and Justin Bieber was the musical guest. And I absolutely love that sketch where Tina Fey is the grade school teacher and Justin Bieber is the student that she's like developing a weird sort of illegal crush on.
Right.
I should link to that. That is really funny.
I'm actually now on Facebook, and earlier today someone posted a page on my wall saying that Bieber, one of his videos is now more popular than Lady Gaga.
Which doesn't make any sense to me. Well, actually, to an extent it makes sense to me. Because Bieber's fan base is young and like just like wow, lesbians who look like Justin Bieber.
You're gonna have to link to that.
Yeah, I just found another page also on Facebook.
What a great website.
Dan, are you a big fan of his?
I am the biggest fan.
Are you our senior Bieber correspondent?
That's your new title. That's your new title. I imagine that it must be most popular because his fan base is so young, and so they have nothing to do besides go on YouTube and watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I heard that and I was like, but why? Lady Gaga's videos are so weird and interesting, and her songs are so popular and catchy, whereas this song, while popular with some and arguably catchy, the video is just boring.
Yeah.
It's just...
takes place in a bowling alley.
Yeah, it's mostly comprised of breakdancing in a bowling alley, which is not nearly as interesting as watching Lady Gaga poison her boyfriend.
I wonder if maybe it's people like us who watch it because we're so offended by it and how horrible it is.
You think it's become increasingly popular
because of how popular it is.
The quantity of people watching it, ironically.
Yes, exactly.
Somehow I doubt that.
Kind of like how Sanjaya kept going. American Idol.
It's kind of funny that you say like you're offended by it because, well, I'm now taking a rock music and society class, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be a teen idol, which is something we learned about. They're people that, you know, the music business makes popular so that young kids have someone to look up to, someone who's like, who's not going to be in tabloids and stuff like that.
So who from the past would you say is comparable to Bieber? Like, fill in the blank. Justin Bieber is a modern day... blank.
I don't know. I can't remember any specific people.
Lindsay Lohan.
as if that's from decades ago.
Yeah, that's where he said, you see the people he's hanging out with?
Ludacris? Ludacris. Anyway, before we started recording, you were unaware that you were going to be on a show called The Young Cast.
The Young Cast.
Which,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm not young anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
That's kind of ironic. We're two decades old.
Well, I figured it was fitting to continue the old podcast because we're in our 20s now, and since this is episode 20, now The Young Cast is in its
20s. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
see? Good. I think it's...
proof that there's a God.
And it's me. No, it just okay. it's the right time to bring back the old show rather than trying to start a new one. But you had an idea for a name, so do you want to contribute it now?
I need to think for a second. It includes your last name.
That's fine. Okay. No, my last name is all over the internet. All
right. I wanted your show to simply be called...
Why is your last name all over the internet?
Oh, because...
All over?
Yes. And just
search, just splattered all over the internet.
Search every single website thoroughly enough.
And you'll find Toph Hacker.
Yeah.
Okay, I want your... I want your podcast to be called Hoffack. And then
exclamation point.
Sure. But then you would become Hoffacker. You will really become he who Hoffacks.
I see.
And when
so to make the show is to Hoffack.
Right. And then your status could be like William Hoffacker is Hoffacking. You know, somebody walks into a room, like if your sweet mate were to appear and be like, "Oh hi, I'm blankety blank and I want to meet you," you'd be like, "Shut the f up, I'm Hoffacking." So, really, it's a horrible idea, but I think it'd be fun for us, you know, IRL.
Okay.
Well, thank you. You'll be interested to know that in the later days of the old High School Young Cast, I had a segment all my own, which was called the Hoff Factor. I think it was based on a term from chemistry or something. The Van Hoff Factor. I swear it was something scientific. Anyway, since the listeners are just getting to know you two, I thought we might introduce you to them. And I say them as if there's anyone listening.
Yeah. Hi, Will's mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
See you later.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Tivindi? Question mark?
Wait, do your parents actually listen to this?
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh.
If I call their attention to
it. Never mind, Will's mom. I won't actually see you later because we don't actually have a relationship.
I didn't even use it.
Oh, instead, hi, Will's mom, and I kind
of... You don't have to repeat yourself.
I winked at the camera, the which camera, you know, doesn't really do anything.
There is no camera.
I meant I winked at the microphone, which was the stupid part.
Anyway, I thought we might talk about how... we each met each other and first impressions. So, Dana, you got to go first last time. I'm going to turn it over to Ryan. Ryan, when did we first meet?
We met during one of the preview days for college.
Right. And, so it would have been two summers ago.
Yeah, summer of 2008, probably like late July or something.
Right.
So we're looking at our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Are we going to go out or something?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm thinking hot wings.
Hot wings, indeed.
All right.
Dana's paying.
What?
No. first impressions of me?
Well, I realized just the other day that the story I usually tell was the first time we talked. But the first time I saw you, we were both on either side of the room and we were asked what we had done with our summers.
Right.
And I went into some big story that I was trying to be funny when she really just wanted a short answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said your first impression was that I was an attention hog because of that?
It was partly. Was that later? That's partly true.
Okay. And then when it got to you, your answer was, "Hi, I'm Will Hoffacker, and I spent my summer looking for a job, but apparently we're in a recession, and nobody wants a kid with no skills." And so I thought that you were just some kind of obnoxious, like, talk about the state of the world every chance you get.
That was really political.
Or else you were just trying to be a smartass when nobody cared that you didn't have a job. But more importantly, you really want the story of how we first talked, right?
Oh yeah. Please. Okay. Share.
meeting Will. So during this welcome week, at some point, a bunch of us, like our group that was being led by some senior, we were sitting in front of the library waiting to go to our next thing, and I was just like striking up conversation with somebody, and this girl used a term I'd never heard before. She said, "I'm tapped," after I, I guess that meant like good comeback, I'm done.
Oh.
And I didn't understand it, and she explained it that way. And I wanted to try to use it. So I turned to the first person I saw, and that was Will. And I pointed at him dramatically, and I said, "You, sir, are funny looking."
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at first you were really surprised and just like, what the hell just happened?
I was very thrown.
but then I encouraged him. I said, no, say something back, say something back. And do you remember what you said?
No, I don't.
It was, I don't know, something like, "No, you're dumb." Some equally trivial insult. And then I just looked at him and I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm tapped." And I turned to the girl and I said, "Was that right?" And she was laughing because I had randomly insulted this guy.
I wasn't insulted, obviously.
Right, well, I insulted you, but
it was too random to be genuine.
So. Right.
But I wasn't insulted, but I was vaguely annoyed.
Yeah. So our first impressions of each other, both of us were annoyed.
Yeah.
We wound up being roommates.
Yeah, which was never meant to be exactly. Yeah.
I remember at one point I was looking for a roommate and you were like the only option.
That's true. That was a really like an almost depressing time.
Yeah.
That towards the end of freshman year when I slowly realized that I had no prospects for like someone to live with. It was as if I had no friends. It was really sad.
Well, all of our friends had already teamed up.
That's right.
It was like we had a lot of friends
or something.
Yeah.
The central problem was that it was unspoken and assumed that I would more than likely be rooming with Mike. And then Mike
joined that fraternity,
right,
and raped three women. And it's all gone downhill from there. Just don't join fraternities, or you will backstab your friends. And oh wait, none of that happened.
I should have known that once I brought you on the show, you would bring the rape humor with you.
That's not That's fraternity humor.
I'm actually going to probably put this up on Facebook so that my parents don't hear.
Okay.
So
what actually happened with Mike?
Oh, he did join the fraternity, and they were looking for people to fill up their house.
Right.
And he couldn't say no. He had to live in the house with Joe. And and after that, most of my friends were trying to live in this big suite together, which was a stupid plan to begin with because they're only freshmen. And
yeah, you can't get into the good rooms.
Right, exactly. So I filled out one of those forms that Res Life has.
E-Harmony.
It is like the E-Harmony.
Based on 23 deep prospects of your personality, such as, are you messy?
Yeah. I filled out this form that was like intended to pair you up with someone. And then I gave it in, and then they don't do the pairing up for you.
Right.
I had to go there and look through the other forms myself.
Oh, so it actually wasn't as good as eHarmony. It was just a paragraph and a picture. And you had to find them yourself, and it's like regular dating.
So I wish there had been a picture.
Okay.
The prospects were very few. Very few people had filled out that form.
Because everyone else had friends.
Exactly. Yeah, the cheese stands alone, and I'm the cheese. Finally, I found this one guy who had filled out a form. His name was Chris. I arranged a sort of blind date with him.
That I chaperoned.
That's right.
I went along with them to their dinner together. And
yeah, did he like a third wheel?
I did. It was very uncomfortable.
Chris was the third wheel.
The two of them were clearly meant to be.
So,
I'm a homeworker.
Yep.
A little bit more literally than usual. Anyway.
What?
Than usual.
I have to stop fiddling with the microphone or else I'm going to tip it over or something.
Should I give you my water bottle?
Nah, that would just make a lot of noise. I'll try to keep my fingers still for once.
Keep your hands to yourself. Don't play with yourself.
Ken with the inappropriateness.
Well, he was playing with things. Then we told him to keep his hands to himself, but that, you know, that's still off limits.
Chris and I never became the best of friends, but we were obviously getting along fine. So we went to the housing lottery together. It turned out that he was literally the only person at the university who had a lottery number that was worse than I was. He was last in line, and I was second to last. We signed up for a double room in a different hall, and then over the summer, I heard that the guy, Matt, who was supposed to be your roommate in the writer's house, had dropped out.
Right.
And there was a vacancy in the writer's house on University Avenue, which would involve being your roommate, which sent me into a huge dilemma concerning whether or not I would want to live with you.
Yeah.
But eventually...
I remember you gave me like 40 questions, it was horrible. I felt like I was being interrogated.
I probably did grill you, didn't
you
I?
You did.
On like,
absolutely true.
How late did you stay up and that kind of stuff, was it?
Yeah. I specifically remember you asked if there was air conditioning.
Right. Which there wasn't, but I lived there anyway.
We made do.
So that's the story of how we became roommates. It was ultimately Liz who convinced me to live in the house, which wound up barely mattering because
Liz
although she
didn't live in the house.
Yeah, she was spending all her time with Kenny and not spending a lot of her days and nights at the house until she broke her kneecap in half. And then I spent more time with her because she couldn't run away from me. She was on crutches.
Oh,
I'm 100% hopeful that Liz is going to be on a future episode of the podcast. Okay. I asked her and she seemed agreeable and excited about it. So, and she's so talkative that I can just put on the mic and just sort of turn that crank
and walk away.
Leave the room. Go to the bathroom. Yeah.
By the way, we've been talking for so long now that the lights have gone off in the suite because we haven't been moving. There's one right above our heads, but yeah. We're mostly sitting in the dark.
And the sun is coming out there, so.
So it's like this is the only light in the place. It's almost like we're doing something kind of shady. Not shady.
Light joke.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I regretted it. It's like we're doing something illegal and we're all like, arr. I don't know.
Like pirates.
Doing something. Yeah, it's like we're pirates. Dana, how did you become our roommate?
Well,
Dana, the third roommate of that double room.
I actually was at that same preview day that Will and Ryan met at. But I think I talked to... I think Ryan said something random about Shakespeare to me. Maybe you don't remember that. Yeah. Anyway, I was kind of quiet. Didn't make much of an impression. I really met Will at Splash later that July, which was this week-long trip to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we helped out a lot of homeless people. So we met on the streets of D.C.
Yeah, and community service.
Yeah, community service.
Was our...
and that was the last singular bond.
Uh-huh.
And that was the last time Will helped anyone.
Yeah. And that was the...
He used it to meet a girl.
Yep.
And
yeah, talk about ulterior motives. That was the last act of my good nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk more about how we met and your first impressions of me and my first impressions of you, but we're already over half an hour, so maybe I think I'll break this in the near future and then we'll start recording a second episode and we can talk about that more. But I don't want to forget to talk about my first impression of you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it really changed over time a lot.
Okay.
I think I've told you this before. I know I've told this to a number of people. When I went to preview day and started meeting people, one of the foremost thoughts in my head was maybe I will meet somebody who I'll want to room with. So I won't just get randomly assigned to someone. I'll sign up to live with someone specific.
Right.
So I was viewing like all the other males.
You were objectifying us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which one of these pieces of meat can I live with? And upon looking at you and hearing you and seeing that you were, from what I could tell, a combination of Johnny Depp and John Lennon, based on your visual appearance, and you were cracking jokes... left and right. My first impression of you was I wouldn't want to live with you because I felt you were... I was more insecure then than I am now. I felt you were better looking and funnier than me.
Both true.
That's changed a lot.
Yeah.
I don't believe both those either of those things anymore.
And you've transferred all of your insecurity to me.
And I wound up living with you.
Yeah, it's kind of weird
actually. And then as time went on, I came to realize that you made more jokes than you made more jokes than funny jokes. And I came to think of you as sort of an attention hog. And now I think of you as a friend.
I remember when you once told me exactly what you thought of me, and I loved it.
What was that?
As insulting as I think you might have meant it to be, you told me that that I was basically a dancing bear with Tourette's.
I vaguely remember that.
And I'd like to repeat that, a dancing bear with Tourette's.
Yeah.
I like to see, like, you can see where you can guffawed at, like, the...
Yeah,
like,
if you look at the
levels,
you can see my obscene laughter.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tourette's, Ariel, because of my guffaws, Ariel
right.
once told me that I had Tourette's, but with laughter. As far as episode length goes, I want to aim for... an average of like 45 minutes per episode or something like that.
Okay.
Give or take 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm.
And there's something specific I want to do In the next episode, we'll move on to more about the beginnings of me and Dana. But right now...
That's my deck of cards.
That's right.
I didn't know you had that.
I borrowed this from you last night.
Without telling you. You stole it.
I asked if you had a deck of cards, and then you gave it to me, so...
Well. You know, it's implied.
Okay.
That if you have something, it belongs to Will.
Right. Right?
Isn't that how the boyfriend-girlfriend thing works?
No, not at all.
What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
No.
A little bit of a history lesson. The old High School Young Cast used to regularly end with a segment called You Know What's Bad, where my old friend Brian would tell us about something that was bad. And so I've been looking back on the old Young Cast and trying to learn some lessons from it as I try to create a new Young Cast. And I thought, you know what? Too much negativity in the old one. So we're going to have a brand new segment, and I'm going to call it You Know What's Good. And here's the way it's going to work.
Stolen decks of cards?
Yeah, stolen decks of cards. That's my first subject. No, the way that this is going to work is that I'm going to start shuffling the deck, and I'm going to assign a category to each suit. Mm. And then I'm going to have Dana cut the deck and select a card, and each of us will briefly mention something that's good within that category. Hearts are literature. Diamonds are music. Clubs are movies. And spades is miscellaneous. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Good, because I am going to forget instantly.
Music, movies, and miscellaneous.
Got all that?
Yeah, I didn't get the suit, though.
Hearts, diamonds, clubs, spades. One more good shuffle before the action really begins. Okay, Dana. Your cut of the deck, please. Turn over that card. Clubs.
What's that mean?
So movies. We're talking about movies.
Movies.
I'll begin.
Oh, wait, can I go second?
Fine. The movie Memento is really good. 2000 Christopher Nolan release. Mm-hmm. I looked up Christopher Nolan on IMDb recently and realized that he's probably one of my favorite directors, mm-hmm. if only because he directed Memento and The Dark Knight.
Right.
It's a really great film. I really like films and stories that have a non-linear plot, and mm-hmm. Memento is a prime example of that. It's a...
You could not draw a line through that plot.
No.
Nor a squiggle or any other shape.
It's a psychological thriller of sorts. It's a great cast. I think the lead character has to be like one of my favorite characters from film. I like Leonard a lot. Just his attitude is... Mm. It speaks to me, and it amuses me, even though it's not a funny movie by any means.
Right.
So that's Memento. Check it out. If you have Netflix, you can stream it instantly. Dana, you're up next.
I'll go with the more recent movie, Toy Story 3. Mm-hmm. I just saw that with... You were there.
Right.
Was it just the two of us?
Melissa was there, too.
Oh, Melissa went, too. Yeah, Toy Story 3 is really great. I thought it was one of those sequels that really lived up to the first one, and it was neat how Andy is kind of the same age as we are. He kind of grew up with us.
Yeah.
Like many years passed since the first one, mm-hmm. and they actually show that time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that'll be the last Toy Story movie they make, or at least I think it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would be really surprised if there was a fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a beautiful ending.
Yeah, it was a good ending.
That was laugh out, like you'd expect from Pixar by now, because I can't say this enough, I love Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd expect, it's laugh out loud funny, and like so sad that you could start sobbing in public.
And Will did start sobbing in public.
I am not ashamed. No. I didn't.
I believed you.
He did.
No, she was joking. I didn't sob, but tears came to my eyes. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, you should.
It's good. Yeah.
I intend to.
My favorite new character was Ken, I think.
Yes. Ken, the Ken and Barbie.
And his dream house and his room that's just for trying on clothes.
Sounds like my house.
All right, good contribution. You know what's good? Toy Story 3.
It is good.
Brian, tell us what's good.
Fight Club is good.
Fight Club's a great movie.
Fight Club is my favorite movie, hands down.
Really? Number one?
Absolutely. I watch it like once a month.
I usually don't commit to saying that anything is my number one. Usually you'll just hear me say, it's in my top five.
Yeah.
You know?
You probably have 10 in your top five.
That's so true.
Yeah, I can safely say that Fight Club is my favorite movie.
Well, it's in my top five.
I don't have much to say about it because I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah, what are you doing breaking the first
rules? I'm sorry. All
right, well, that's the first edition of You Know What's Good and the first edition of The Young Cast in 4 years.
Yay!
Tune in for the next episode because there will be a next one. I know because we're about to record it. Podcasting magic! So, for the Young Cast, I'm Will.
I'm Dana.
And I am Ryan J. Cornelius.
Well, there's a poem right there, huh?